This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, it's a double parsha this week. So we have on Parshas Kedoshim 7 sharp Divrei Torah from the Sefer Pnine Kedem of Rabbi Yechiel Michal Stern. If you heard the first clip on Achrei Mois, you may be aware that the Sefer Tzipis Yeshua, which was published in English, is soon to be released in Spanish. As soon as we find someone who would like to dedicate the Sefer in Spanish, so that Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, who speaks Spanish, can enhance their yearning for Geula. Okay, Parshas Kedoshim. Ish imay v'aviv tiro, a man should fear his mother and father. When it talks about kibud, it doesn't say ish kaved es aviv es imay. Ish is mentioned only by yira, not by kaved. Rav Hillel Kalamaya, Rav Hillel Lichtenstein, says in his Sefer Mikri Dardaki that the Rosh writes in the first part of Kedushin that from the time Arami Rutenberg became the great leader of the Jewish people, he was not able to visit with his father because of his official capacity, because he was basically between a rock and a hard place. He's the leader of the Jewish people. He wouldn't be able to lower himself to honor the father with food, with clothing, because it would be demeaning to the position. So he was not able to be Makabel Aviv from the time he assumed that position. So says Rav Hillel Lichtenstein, that's why when it comes to Yira, everyone has to fear their father, because fear is Sheva Al Tase, not to actively violate. So there, it's even an Ish, even an Adam Chashuv Ma'oid, even Ish Aviv Imay Tiraho, but not by Kavod. By Kavod, it doesn't necessarily apply to an Ish, like we find by Marami Rutenberg. Once he assumed the status of Ish, he had to excuse himself from the responsibilities of Kavod. Okay, this one is pretty amazing. From Rabbi Yaakov Pinto, the Harif. It's quoted in the Sefer Yosef Chen, published in Livorno in the year 1625. It says, be holy, fear your father, keep Shabbos. Mashmita, what do one thing have to do with each other? Be holy. What does holiness have to do with fearing your father? What does it have to do with keeping the Shabbos? Well, be holy means be parish min harayos. But if a woman is not careful and she's mezana, then the child will think this is the real father, but it's not the real father. It's the adulterer. And he could come to hit some guy in the marketplace. He might even hit his real father. So if you're not kedoshim to you, you could easily violate ish aviv imay tiro. And you know what the next step is? He thinks the adulterer who's a kohen is his father, so he's going to go do the avodah on the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. But he's not able to do the avodah on Shabbos because he's not a kohen. So you could come to violating Shabbos. So it says, kedoshim to you, because you never know. You could end up violating Moira Aviv. You could end up violating Chilul Shabbos. Okay, next. It says, Ish imay v'aviv tiro. This comes from Hagon Rabbi Yamin Zavolf of the Abezin of Zamagrad. That even if your father tells you to become tame or not to return in Aveda, don't listen to him. The father says, go, he tells a kohen, go be matame. Don't return the Aveda, don't listen. Why did it pick these things? Let's say the father says, don't be matame or don't return in Aveda. There are many Averos. Why don't we pick a case? The father said, eat ham, or bring your phone into the Beis Medrash. You know, we could have picked many serious crimes. So, says Rabbi Binyamin Zevolf, Tosfos says in Kedushin Lamed Beis, that the father has a good argument. The argument is, there are two mitzvahs in the Torah that are suspended out of Kavod HaBriyos. If someone's going to shecht the Karim Pesach, you're allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah, mishum Kavod HaBriyos. Or, if you're in the middle of returning an object, you could be exempt if you're zakein ve'en alafi kvaidai. So we see when it comes to Kavod HaBriyos, tuma and Hashavas HaVeda are suspended. So the father says, if tuma and Hashavas HaVeda are suspended for Kavod HaBriyos, then probably they're also suspended for Kibud Avaim. What's the difference between Kavod HaBriyos of Meis Mitzvah or Zakein ve'en alafi kvaidai and Kibud Avaim? So that's why Chazal say, even if the father says become tameh or don't return the Aveda, which are normally suspended because of Kavod, in these cases they're not suspended. Now, Lifnei Iver lo yisitein mechshel, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia daf ayin hamud beis, that if you lend money without edim, you're over Lifnei Iver lo yisitein mechshel. Says Rashi, why are you over Lifnei Iver? Because it will enter the mind of the borrower to deny it. If you lend him money without witnesses, he might consider denying the loan. So the Achronim ask, why didn't Rashi say simpler? He will deny the loan. Why does Rashi say he'll entertain the possibility of denying the loan? Rashi should have said, he will deny the loan. So says Reb Shimon Wolf of Pinchov, the author of Kavod Chachamim. He says, the Magen Avraham says in Simon Kuf Samach Tes of Katan Vav, that Lifnei Iver is only if you cause a person to do the Avera right away, but what will result ultimately from what you present, you're not over Lifnei Iver. So therefore, if you lend money without Edim, even if ultimately the guy denies the loan, you're not over Lifnei Iver, because that's a much later result. Therefore, Rashi says, it will enter his mind to deny. That consideration happens immediately. You're over Lifnei Iver, meaning Rashi, it's a riot to the Magen Avram, that something you cause in the far off future, you're not over Lifnei Iver. But the fact that he'll entertain denying it, that was an immediate result. Now, along the same lines, that very Gemara says that Ravina did not want to lend money to Rav Ashi, because the Gemara says that if you lend money without Edim, you're over Lifnei Iver. And Reish Lakish says, you're goyreim klala la'atzmai. So Gemara says, Ravina did not want to lend to Rav Ashi because he didn't want to be goyreim klala la'atzmai. Why? Because Rav Ashi was very tarod in his learning and he might forget. Question, why does the Gemara say that Ravina didn't want to lend money because of Reish Lakish, that you're goyreim klala la'atzmai? Why didn't he say the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, that you're over Lifnei Iver? So says Rabbi Avram Tzvi Hirsch, the Avbezin of Eisenstadt, the author of Pischei Tshuva, that the chashash of Lifnei Iver, like we mentioned, is not that ultimately he'll deny it, because you're not over Lifnei Iver because of that, because it's far off in the future. You're only over Lifnei Iver if the result is immediate, like Lee said from the Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Samach Tes of Katan Vav. Memela, Ravina was not worried about Lifnei Iver for Rav Ashi, because even if Rav Ashi ultimately denies it, but that's not Lifnei Iver. It's only Lifnei Iver because he's going to entertain the possibility of denying it, and that doesn't apply to a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, Ravina never mentioned that he was worried about Lifnei Iver. He's going to be goyrim klal al atzmai. So by the way, when the Rambam says in Perek Beis that a malveh should not lend without edim, even to a Talmud Chacham, because that's, he's going to come to forget it, and you're going to be goyreim rola atzmai, that's a Talmud Chacham who's Torah begirsa, and he's going to come to forget. But Lifnei Iver, you're not over to if you lend money to a Talmud Chacham without edim. Okay. It says, lo yisoichlu al hadam. Parak Yotes Pasuk Chavav. Says Gemara Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. Rabbi Kiva says, how do you know that a Sanhedrin that kills someone, they're now to eat that day? We learn it out from Leisoichel Al Adam. Says Rabbi Yaakov Reisha. Rabbi Kiva is going Lashitase, who says in Gemara Makos that if there was a Sanhedrin, they would never kill. A Sanhedrin that killed even once was too trigger happy. That's Rabbi Kiva Lashitase. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Sanhedrin who does kill is obligated to fast that day because it's a sinful practice. One more idea from the Chassam Sofer, Mibnei Seva Takam. The Gemara says in Kedushin, a Talmid Chacham that doesn't stand for his Rebbe, he's called a Rasha, will not live long. Why is the punishment that he won't live long? Says Chassam Sofer, it's Mida Knegen Mida. If he doesn't stand up for his Rebbe, he won't live long, so they won't stand up for him. He won't reach the age of Mibnei Seva Takam. So these are seven ideas on Kedushim, that the word Ish, prestige, is by Yiras Hayrem, not by Kavod, because sometimes someone who's Chashav is exempt from Kavod. Then, Kedoshim Tiyu, be Parash Min Arayos, because it could lead to not knowing who your father is, and it could lead to violating Kavod Savicha, and it could lead to Chilo Shabbos. And then, we mentioned why the Gemara Nivama specifically says don't listen to a father when he tells you not to, when he tells you to become Tamei or not to return an Aveda, because those Lavin are suspended for a Kavod Habriyos. We mentioned that the reason why Rashi says the Lifnei Iver of lending without witnesses, that the person will consider denying, because Rashi holds like the Magen Avram that Lifnei Iver is only for an immediate violation. And that's the reason why Ravina didn't lend to Rav Ashi, because of the rationale of Reish Lakish, namely, your goyrem ra la'atzmai, but not because of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver doesn't apply to lending to a Talmud Chacham without witnesses. We mentioned loisoichlu al adam, that the Bezdin fasts on the day that they kill. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who held that batei dinim that killed more than once every 70 years were trigger happy, and the punishment of not standing up for the Rebbe is that the person themselves doesn't reach the age of Mibnei Seva Takam. Have a great day, everyone. Please join us tonight at 8:30 for an amazing shiur on all the many opportunities, maybe 15 opportunities in davening, to Mekayim V'Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. Have a great day, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.